This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, solar system buzzed by dwarf star, Bicep 2 bubble bursts, and Ceres shows some mysterious spots. Astronomers revealed the startling discovery this month that the solar system received a close visit from a binary star system a mere 70,000 years ago, well within human history. Using telescopes in South Africa and Chile, a group of astronomers led by Eric Mamacek of Rochester University investigated the motion of the object WISE-J072003.20-084651.2, more popularly known as Schultz's star. Actually, a binary system of two stars, the object was discovered by Ralph Dieter Schultz in data from NASA's WISE, or Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, mission in late 2013. Interest was piqued due to the relatively close distance to us and the observation that it was apparently moving with almost no tangential velocity, i.e. side-to-side motion on the sky. By measuring the Doppler shift of the light coming from the star, a team of astronomers was able to infer that it was moving away from us at great speed. They then simulated a large number of potential orbits consistent with the system's current position and motion, finding that nearly all showed that it passed through the Oort cloud, a group of tiny, icy planetesimals which exist at the solar system's extreme limits at more than 100 times the distance to Neptune. Coming within 0.8 light-years of Earth, this passage occurred extremely recently, so far as the universe is concerned, around 70,000 years ago, just as early humans were beginning their first migrations from the African continent. Unfortunately, early astronomers will not have been aware of the close passage of Schultz's star, as it consists of a tiny red and brown dwarf pair, both less than 10% of the mass of the Sun, and even at the point of closest approach, would not have been any brighter than 10th magnitude, making it around 50 times fainter than can be seen with a human eye. Such a close flyby could still represent a problem for Earth, however, as it can perturb the orbits of larger objects in the Oort cloud and send them towards the inner solar system. The simulation of Mamacek and collaborator Scott Barrenfield showed that there was only around a 1 in 10,000 chance that this could happen in the case of Schultz's star. Such close approaches are also relatively rare, with the next expected comparable event being the possible passage of the rogue star HIP-85605 between 250 and 50,000 years from now. Also this month, cosmologists received the disappointing, if not unexpected, news that last year's much-lauded apparent detection of primordial gravitational waves by the Bicep 2 experiment has been confirmed as a false positive. The previously claimed detection was met with much excitement, as it would have represented extremely strong evidence in favour of inflation, the widely supported theory that, at very early times, the entire universe expanded at an exponential rate, blowing the tiniest quantum fluctuations up to the size of the observable universe and providing the seeds for all the structure we observe today. This detection was in the form of a B-mode polarization of the cosmic microwave background. This particular swirl in the pattern of the first light to exist in the universe has long been regarded as a smoking gun signature of inflation. Unfortunately, as in so much of astronomy, the size of this effect is expected to be tiny, and there are other unrelated physical effects which can mimic it. In the case of Bicep 2's gravitational waves, this pesky contaminant is magnetized dust floating around inside our own galaxy, which is also capable of creating the B-mode swirl in the sky. When originally claiming their detection, the Bicep 2 team had access to information from only one observational wavelength, meaning they were unable to separate the wavelength-dependent dust signal from the wavelength-independent inflation signal. They instead appealed to the assertion that the region of the sky they were looking at was comparatively free of dust, its effect could hence be ignored. Planck's satellite showed otherwise. Whilst Planck cannot see as sharply as the South Pole-based Bicep 2, it has the advantage of looking at the entire sky in multiple frequency channels, enabling it to get a much clearer handle on the presence of dust. Astronomers' belief in the Bicep 2 detection was always slightly wobbly and was shaken further late last year when Planck released a map showing many regions of the sky were far dustier than previously expected. Denouement finally came from work leading up to this month's research paper, in which the previously notoriously secretive Planck team agreed to combine their data with that of the other teams' Bicep 2 and Keck experiments. This combination of data appears to confirm that the previously seen signal was indeed dust, and that no gravitational waves from inflation have been detected. The saga has provoked much introspection in the astronomical community on the relative merits of releasing early results and the generation of widespread publicity, as was the case for Bicep 2. There is still cause for some optimism, however. The new result puts a new upper limit on the amount of gravitational waves which could have been produced by inflation, disfavouring some previously popular models, and future experiments will aim to make the necessary more sensitive detection, with the balloon-borne spider experiment making its first flight in January, with data now being analysed. And finally, the dwarf planet Ceres gave astronomers a surprise this month when a second bright spot appeared on its surface. Ceres is the largest object we know of in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and has been imaged by NASA's Dawn spacecraft, which was dispatched in 2007 to study the largest objects in the asteroid belt. As Dawn has approached Ceres, it has been able to capture sharper images, showing that the previously known single bright reflection spot was in fact two, appearing at the bottom of the same crater basin on the dwarf planet's surface. Astronomers currently have no concrete evidence as to what these reflective spots could be, but have suggested they could be the result of geological processes erupting chemicals such as water, ammonia, or methane, and forming a so-called cryovolcano. From the 6th of March, Dawn will enter into an orbit around Ceres, gathering more data and hopefully telling us more about the odd shimmering blotches.